And did your mother wear anything over her clothes when she was cooking?
Apron.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to ask you some about what men, and I guess women too, would have worn when they were working outside on the farm. We'll do the men. What kind of clothing would they have worn when they were working outside on the farm? Maybe your husband or your father?
Well, my husband always wore Levi's. Okay. And my daughters always wore Levi's outdoors, and we were Levi family. But when I was a child, why, I never wore pants or Levi's or anything. It was always a dress. And I had a younger sister that she was on a horse constantly. But, you know, I don't believe she even wore pants. I think she wore a dress, too, a skirt or something that she wore.
What would your father have worn when he was out working?
They wore corduroys in those days, a kind of a corduroy type material.
For the
pants.
For the pants, okay. And
they didn't wear Levi's like they did, you know, in our area, but they just, well, really what they wore was their old clothes.
Yes.
Their dress clothes would get old, so then they'd wear them for every day.
What kind of shirts would they wear? Would they just be denim or?
Yeah, they would be denim or cotton.
Okay.
Cotton or
chambray
denim.
Or
chambray,
okay.
That would be a dress shirt, more
okay.
or less.
Okay. What kind of would they ever wear anything heavier in the winter to keep warm?
Oh, sheepskin.
They all had sheepskin
coats.
Okay.
That was their winter wear.
Okay. And did they carry anything in their pocket when it was cold and maybe blow their nose?
Oh yeah, they always had a big handkerchief. Yeah, because in the wintertime they'd even have icicles on their eyebrows and being out with the cattle.
Yeah.
And they had to have something like that.
Yeah. Was it the same as a bandana, or would a bandana been something different?
Well, a bandana was the same thing, really.
Okay.
That was always large handkerchiefs.
Same material. Okay. You mentioned the sheepskin coat. Would they have ever worn anything underneath their shirts and pants?
Oh, well, they had long underwear.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You bet.
Would they have ever worn a coveralls or bib overalls or anything like that?
My family didn't.
Okay. How about shoes? What kind of, did they wear cowboy boots? They did wear cowboy boots.
Yeah, cowboy boots.
Okay. And gloves? Would they have worn gloves?
They wore gloves, but they wasn't real leather gloves. A lot of them was just those cotton gloves.
Okay.
Their leather gloves was for good, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Fancy.
Yeah.
And how about hats? What kind of hats would they
wear? Well, they all had Western hats.
Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboy. They would not have worn caps.
They didn't wear caps. My brothers and none of them wore caps.
Huh. Okay.
They always wore hats.
And would they have worn suspenders while they were working?
No. Mm-hmm. My family didn't.
Okay. Would they have worn those fancy, would that have been a fancier kind of dress?
No, they always just wore belts.
Okay.
That's all I ever remember. I don't even remember my dad might have wore suspenders late in his day, but I don't even remember him wearing them when I was young.
Okay. Could you tell me some about the food that y'all grew on the farm? What kinds of food did y'all grow?
Out on the dry land, we didn't grow food. We
really?
Didn't have water to
I
grow
see.
Food with. That's why we had to buy so much canned food.
From town.
Mm-hmm. We bought canned tomatoes. My mother was quite a, we had a doctor book about like that. And we more or less treated our own self, my mother did. But she also, gosh, we had to eat raisins in the fall to thicken our blood and drink sassafras tea in the spring. And she was really good about our diet. She had, we always had lots of canned tomatoes and fruit. Canned fruit, you know.
What kind of fruit?
Peaches and pears and apples is what we can.
Okay.
Also, I had this great uncle in Florida, and for Christmas, he'd always send us oranges and persimmons and pecans, things like that for Christmas.